Sports Central. Horse racing.
But nothing bigger than our day of races from Caulfield this afternoon. Looking forward to a couple of really good races here. As I said, not big fields, but good fields today. And SEN's own Brian Martin joins us. G'day, BM.
Yes, Kev, how are you going?
Going well. Got some good races coming up this afternoon. Return of a few horses from spells and some horses getting ready for their autumn campaign.
Yes, and probably a clearer picture will emerge today, Kev, for the Blue Diamond, with the youngsters going around in races 4 and 5, particularly race 5. But, autumn's upon us. And, you've got the three-year-olds now stepping up to the mark in race number 7, coming through where they've come through the spring. So, some pretty keen racing. And Fardenar in race 8, let's see whether he's going to be, stepping up to Group 1, sort of Oakley Plate sort of class. He resumes race 8, horse number 1. He's unbeaten fresh, and she's been trialling well too. So he's a big watch later on the day.
Now, before we talk about the horses, the other big thing today, of course, and the last race is named after it, is the farewell of Darren Gauchy as a riding jockey, moving into helping the apprentices and working on that program. But what a fantastic career. Just a lovely man Darren Gauchy is.
Yeah, we had him as our guest this morning between 8 and 8.30 on Racing Fix, and spoke about, the journey that's been 37 years, I think it has, and quite an amazing career, 2,500 winners, 35 at Group 1 level, winners at the highest level all around Australia. He rode in Hong Kong for a couple of years. He rode in the Japan Cup. There's nothing that this young man at the time didn't achieve, and he won the premiership 4 times, 3 times. As an apprentice against the older jockeys then. And you're talking about guys like Harry White and Gary Willetts and Pat Hyland and Brent Thompson. So it was a pretty tough comp. And as a kid, he was beating the seniors still as an apprentice. But he's had a stellar career. One of the great guys of racing, loved by all in the industry. Today he bows out in race number 9. He rides longer on for the Hooks team, number 3 in the final event. And fairy tales sometimes come true, and it'll be fantastic. I'll be out there to have a look at him because he's been good. A great mate for a long time, and he now goes into a new role as a mentor and sort of instructor for the apprentices school, and that's sort of like hand in a glove for Darren Gauchy. It's a perfect fit for him, but we salute one of the real greats and one of the real wonderful contributors to our sport.
Yeah, absolutely, and I must admit, a bunch of mates of mine always had a bit of a thing about when we're on the punt, get on Gouch in the last. So today will be the last time we'll be able to do that, but I'll tell you, we're going to be doing it.
Yeah, I think it's a must. You've got to include him in everything.
Yep. No, fantastic career and good on him. And as you mentioned, you couldn't find a better person to be mentoring teaching the young apprentices. They'll get enormous amounts out of his experience.
Yeah, we talk about the junior ranks now. With the guys like the Benny Allen and Ben Thompson and
Damien Lane.
Out of his time, and Jake Bayless and Regan Bayless, the apprentices have come through this academy and the girls, Caitlin Mallion and Jessica Payne and all of them have just done so remarkably well. It all gets back to the schooling. It gets back to the, how they're told, instructed to ply their trade as they get older. And it's a seniors game. So for the juniors to compete, they've got to be on their mettle. But, you couldn't get a better man to instruct them, to show them. But not just on the track, but even off the track, with the way that he's conducted himself for over 3 decades. It's a credit to him, and he's been an icon for racing, really, in the state.
Yeah, no, he has. No, good luck to him today. Jason Richardson interviewing him now on racing.com. Let's talk about on the punt today. What do you like?
A couple of horses should be winning the first couple of races, Kev. It's a Sorceress, number 2 in race 1. Looks one of the good bets. I don't think there's any danger with it, really, race 1, number 2. And the same applies to Hursley. I think this might be the best ride for Craig Williams for the day, race 2, number 3. Gets a bit tough after that, race 3. Chance to Dance is probably the horse to beat, number 2. He's on a 7-day backup from last week. But senior rider goes on today, and I think that might make a difference, race 3, number 2. English Premier is one of the features for the horses that have come through the sale. It looks like Jukebox, again, for Craig Williams, number 1. And it looks like Craig Williams again with Formality, number 5 in race 5, race 5, number 5. Race 6 is pretty open. Big watch on a couple of horses here, particularly number 9. Race 7, the Manfred. Yeah, again, a few chances. Principal Hope's definitely the 11 and the 6 here in race 7. Bardonnay looks one of the good bets. He's been trialling really well. Race 8, number 1, first up. And then lastly, the Gauchy Farewell Handicap. I'm sort of a little bit keen about Duke of Brunswick here, as most punters are. I think Smart Dart's the danger, 5 and 4. But I think secretly we'll be cheering for longer on number 3.
Yeah, no, we absolutely will be cheering for longer on. yeah, just 35 Group 1 wins, 3 jockey premierships as an apprentice. Yeah, it's just an amazing career. It would be an absolute perfect fairy tale finish if he were to get up on that one this afternoon.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And as I say, we'll all be cheering it.
No, good stuff. Good on your BM. Back in a couple of weeks, calling some races for us too as we get into the big Super Saturdays during March.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Kev.
Looking forward to it. Brian Martin there on a good four this afternoon. Caulfield, the first race of the afternoon, the Ian Miller Handicap. Over 1,600 metres, as Brian mentioned, number 2 is the highly fancied horse, and this one's our Sorceress. Again for DK Weir, with Damien Lane on board, who's been on fire of late. That's coming up at 12:30 this afternoon.